This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Hi, this is Namrata Patel from Mint's personal finance team. And in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, we will be talking about passive investing. Joining us today is Abhilash Joseph, Business Head Finity, which is a low-cost investment platform with a focus on passive investing. Abhilash himself is a strong believer in passive investing and index funds. Hi, Abhilash. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me here, Namrata.
So, Abhilash, over the last year, investors have been starry-eyed about the equity markets and, you know, trying to beat the benchmark, beating their peers, or even trying to beat the mutual funds when it comes to returns. In that environment, let's talk about passive investing, which is on the opposite side of what most investors are practicing today. How would you explain passive investing to investors?
With the passive investing at the core, as the name suggests, is the approach is passive, right? It essentially is a buy and hold strategy. For example, when you are investing, typically you would, let's say a retail investor would invest in through SIPs in mutual funds. That itself is in a way passive investing, right? Because every month you put a certain amount in a specific fund without worrying about what is going on, where it is invested, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to the fund manager side, the asset management company side, the asset managers are folks who manufacture these mutual funds and other products, right? There are typically two different kinds of investing strategies that is followed. The first one is passive investing, where the actions of a fund manager is very, very minimal, right? What happens is there are these funds that mirror an underlying index, and the fund manager merely mimics the index or mirrors the index in its actual constituent parts. They don't actively go out and decide, research what stocks to invest in, where to invest in, etc. And there are some benefits to passive investing as well. Because there is no active involvement of the fund manager in research and analyzing stocks and deciding where to invest, etc., there is a lot of cost savings in terms of managing the fund. And typically in passive investing, the instruments that are used in passive investing, the cost or the expense ratio of these funds tend to be much lower than their actively managed peers.
Right. So, you know, what are the options available to some investor who's looking at passive investing?
So, Namrata, there are broadly two main options that are available for a retail investor today. The first one is an index fund and the second one is an ETF. Now, what is an index fund? Index fund typically is a fund that mirrors an underlying benchmark index. In India, there are many such indices. The most popular and widely followed are the Nifty 50 and the BSE S&P Sensex. Nifty 50 is a basket of 50 stocks, which are the largest and most actively traded stocks in the National Stock Exchange. These are, let's say, for example, there is a mutual fund that is done by a specific asset management company that mirrors the Nifty 50 index. What the fund manager does is they merely mirror the constituents of the particular index, in this case, Nifty 50, in the same weightage as it is in the Nifty 50 index. Similarly, you know, there are funds that track the BSE Sensex as well. Apart from this, there are many other indices. There are sector-specific indices like the banking index, the pharma-specific index, and so on and so forth. The other product that is available for users, investors, is ETFs. ETFs are exchange-traded funds. These are similar to index funds, but you need a DMAT account, and it is actively traded in the stock exchanges. Similar to how you buy and sell stocks, you can buy and sell ETFs. The expense ratio or the cost of ETFs tend to be marginally lower as compared to index funds. While index funds are available through asset management companies and their distributors, exchange traded funds can be directly purchased like a stock from a stock exchange without a distributor or an asset management company.
Right. Keeping these options in mind, how does an investor build a portfolio through passive investing?
Now, before we talk about how to build a portfolio through passive investing, I think it is important to talk about what is active investing, the other side of the spectrum, right? If we speak about active investing, essentially, what it means is there is a fund manager and the company who has created this fund, and the fund manager is actively deciding which stock to invest in, right? There are multiple kinds of mutual funds, for example, that are available in the market. There are large cap funds, there are mid cap funds, there are small cap funds. Let's take an example of a large cap fund. In case of an actively managed mutual fund, the large cap fund manager of this particular fund will decide which stock is to be invested in for that particular fund. Now, empirically speaking, in the last 5 to 10 year period, vast majority of actively managed funds have not overperformed the index, or rather they have underperformed their underlying benchmark index. And this is because of various reasons. One is a cost. Number one, the index itself, you know, comprises of some of the best companies, most actively traded and largest companies in the country. It is very difficult for an active fund manager of a large cap fund to beat the performance of the index with this cost, additional cost of 1.5, even 2% at times, you know, with this cost overhang on top of that, right? Apart from that, there are various other reasons why, you know, it is becoming more and more difficult for an active fund manager to beat the index. But now coming to the topic of how a investor can build a portfolio through passive investing strategy. Like I mentioned, vast majority of actively managed large cap funds have failed to beat the index in the last 3, 5, and 10 year period. So the first and foremost thing that any investor, especially a first time investor who is looking to invest in the long term, should have a core portfolio. And the core portfolio, fundamentally, if they are investing in stocks in the equity market, should have large cap funds as a significant portion of the entire core portfolio. So one way of thinking about it is, in the large cap segment, instead of going for actively managed large cap funds, one could think about index funds or ETFs to form a significant portion of their core portfolio. And the portfolio building itself, from a point of view of imagining how one could go about building a portfolio, one could think about it this way. There could be a core portfolio and there is a satellite portfolio. The core portfolio is something that does not change for a long term, right? It is something that remains the same and it is something that you are keeping as a core of your portfolio. This core portfolio could have significant portion allocated to large cap index funds. There should be some allocation that is given to gold, and the exposure to gold could be taken in the form of gold ETFs or you know, index gold backed index funds. And there could be some international funds as well. And for international funds also, there are index funds that provide you the option to invest in international markets and international indices such as NASDAQ 100. That could be one way of looking at it. While passive strategy makes a lot of sense from creating your core, there are a lot of opportunities for actively managed funds as well. For example, in your satellite part of the portfolio, which is outside of your core portfolio, you could have a mixture of mid-cap and small-cap funds as part of the constituents. Small-cap funds, the market is still not mature and the market does not always efficiently capture all the information that is required. So in this case, a contribution or the inputs from an actively managed fund manager play out to be very, very important because they can do their own research and analysis, because for a lot of small cap and mid cap funds, all the information is not available in the public markets. And as a result, the prices don't always factor in all the information that could possibly be there. So this is where an active fund manager could play a very important role. So in this case, one could go about building their small cap and mid cap part of the portfolio through actively managed funds. At the same time, there are passive index funds also that track small cap indices and mid cap indices. So those are some of the very high level ways one could go about building their portfolio.
Right. So, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is that active as well as passive investing together need to work to build an entire portfolio for an investor.
Absolutely. Investor's portfolio cannot have only passively managed funds. One could do that, but what could happen is there are opportunities for an actively managed fund to outperform the index as well. So if you really look at it, what is a passive fund trying to do? A passive fund is trying to mimic the index. What that means is the returns that the user will get also will be in line with the index's returns. One cannot expect to outperform the index through your passive fund. That said, it is an entirely different thing altogether that the vast majority of actively managed funds have underperformed the index. So the core part of the portfolio could always be strongly populated by passive funds. At the same time, there are small cap funds and mid cap funds. There are more opportunities for the actively managed fund manager to beat the index, to gain an alpha, as they say. So it is very important to construct a portfolio that is a mixture of passive and active strategies. We are active proponents of a passive strategy primarily because of two things. One, a passive fund is always very transparent. At any point of time, the user or the investor is very clear about where the money is invested in. Number two, a passive, especially for a first-time investor, an investor who does not want to spend too much time analyzing where to invest, etc. And a vast majority of investors out there fall into this category. They have full-time jobs. They have other things. They probably spend 30 minutes to an hour in a week on their portfolio and deciding what to invest, how their portfolio is performing, etc. So for those investors, strategy makes a lot because they don't have to think too much about where to invest and how to invest. They don't have to go out and pick stocks and pick funds. Today, there are close to 2,000 mutual fund schemes in the market. The biggest question then is, where should I invest my money in? The vast majority of people tend to get advice from friends and family. They look at ads in TV and decide where to invest in. The alternative, and in my opinion, a better strategy, would be to go and invest in passive funds. First investment any new investor should make, in my opinion, it should be in an index fund because they have not gained the knowledge enough to understand how to pick the right mutual fund from an actively managed portfolio perspective. So those are the reasons why we believe a passive strategy at the core makes a lot of sense for a vast majority of investors out there.
Right. So passive investing not only, you know, circumnavigates the expertise and research required to find wealth creators, but also provides investors a low-cost option in investing. So for investors who want to make the most of, you know, the advantages of passive investing, index funds and ETFs are a great option to start off with.
Absolutely. Rightly pointed out, the passive products such as index funds and ETFs are low-cost. Typically, the expense ratio of an actively managed mutual fund tend to be on average 1.5%. It could be as high as 2.5-2.75%, right? So when you invest in a mutual fund, a lot of people don't think about a cost associated with the mutual fund because this is not something that you're separately paying. It is built into the money that you're investing. For example, if a mutual fund's expense ratio is 2%, And when you invest 100 rupees in that mutual fund, what gets invested right off the bat in the first year is 98 rupees. The 2% is taken out as cost. Whereas if you look at an index fund, typically the range of expense ratios in an index fund ranges between 0.05% to 0.3%. So while a 1%, 1.5% cost might seem like a small number, over a long term, if you're a long-term investor who's investing in the markets for, let's say, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, this can add up to be a significant contributor to your wealth creation, this 1%, 1.5%. So cost is a very important consideration that every mutual fund investor should consider.
Right. Thank you, Abhilash, for enlightening us on the importance of passive investing and also at the same time the importance of building a portfolio which has a good mix of active as well as passive investing. So thank you so much for your time and your expertise today, Abhilash. It was a pleasure having you on our podcast.
It was entirely my pleasure coming on your podcast, Namrata. Thank you so much for having me once again.
That's all from today's episode of Why Not Mint Money. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.